But then, what do we mean by mind? In the Dhammapada verses which I quoted, in the original Pali, the word which we translate as mind is mano, etymologically the same word as our word mind. In the Chinese Zen stanza, in the original Chinese it is xin, which corresponds to the Sanskrit and Pali chitta. So whether it's mano, or whether it's xin, or whether it's chitta, all these expressions, which are rather popular literary expressions rather than technical philosophical terms, all of these are quite adequately rendered by the English word mind in its common or garden sense, its popular significance. So no need to go into etymologies and so on. Now, the mind, to begin with, according to Buddhism, is twofold. There's on the one hand what is usually called the absolute mind, the one mind, about which we spoke in our lecture on the depth psychology of the Yogacara the week before last, and then on the other hand what is known as relative mind. Now, absolute mind, mind in its nakedness, as the Tibetan tradition calls it, or transcendental mind, or the one mind, this is synonymous with reality itself. According to the great, as it were, idealist tradition of Buddhist thought, mind is absolute reality. Absolute reality is mind. Not mind as we know it, broken by the schism of subject and object, but a pure, non-dual awareness, a luminous, void awareness, a blissful awareness, transcending the duality of subject and object. And it is the realization of this one mind, mind as absolute reality, this waking up beyond the dream of dualism to the sole and simple reality of mind itself, so that one sees the whole universe in its heights and in its depths and on all sides, in all its modifications, in all its transformations, as one mind. It's the awakening, the realization of this great supreme truth which constitutes enlightenment. So this is absolute mind, the one mind. Then the relative mind. That is to say, the individual mind, the mind of each person, or if you like, my mind and your mind. This is what we call relative mind. And it's with this relative mind, rather than with absolute mind, that we're concerned this evening. Now, relative mind itself is of two kinds, two great kinds, two great modes of functioning. And these are what I have called, in the title of this talk, the reactive mind and the creative mind. Now, I must make it clear that these are not traditional Buddhist terms. This morning, in the course of the, or rather this afternoon, in the course of the guided group discussion, the point was made that we have, as it were, to represent, to rephrase Buddhism. And this is certainly necessary. So this is, I may say, an example, at least an attempt, of such a rephrasing, because we don't find these expressions, we don't find these terms, reactive mind and creative mind, in traditional Buddhism. But it does seem to me that these two terms, between them, taken together, do express very well, very accurately, and if I may say so, very vividly, what the Buddha had in mind. Now, the whole distinction between mind reactive and mind creative is, as we shall see in some detail later on, of very great importance indeed. And it is the transition, we may say, the passing over from reactive mind to creative mind, which marks, which constitutes the beginning of the spiritual life. It is this, we may say, which is conversion, turning around in the true sense of the term, this transition from having a reactive mind to having instead a creative mind. Now, what do these terms mean? We speak of reactive mind, of creative mind, but what do we mean thereby? What is a reactive mind? What is a creative mind? First of all, we shouldn't, of course, think too literally in terms of two kinds of mind. It isn't as though we've got a reactive mind here and a creative mind there. There's only one mind on any level. But there are rather two ways in which the mind can function. So we may say the reactive mind is the mind itself, the relative mind functioning in a reactive manner. And in the same way, the creative mind is this same relative mind, switched over, as it were, or switched on, if you like, and become creative, functioning creatively.